Yes, Mr. Montgomery.
Yes, Your Honor.
Please, if you approach the bench or approach the podium.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Dan Montgomery on behalf of Ms. Galagos Galindo. This case, as I think the Court has seen from the briefs, covers a very narrow issue, that being whether a 16-level enhancement was proper based on a conviction of a crime of violence under the applicable guidelines. Historically, the defendant rejected a plea agreement because of his belief that it was not a crime of violence, as the Court can see from the transcripts of record. At sentencing, his trial counsel admitted it was a crime of violence. Historically, what it was...
Let's just say for a minute, though, that we just put aside what his counsel admitted and just look at the analysis under the modified categorical analysis under Taylor. Doesn't your client lose on that? I mean, he specifically admitted in the document that the Court examined what he did. I mean, it's real clear. Sometimes in these modified categorical analyses, we get some very mushy language and some documents that are not so clear. But this one is, he was real clear about what he did.
Yeah.
And it exactly fits with what under the sentencing guidelines constitutes a forcible sex offense.
And I guess the issue there is, I believe the district court decided it instead under the 2008 modification of the guidelines.
It didn't. It cited under the later guidelines, which amended the ones that you're complaining about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that gets me to the one issue we were addressing in the briefs, and that's if you look at the facts of U.S. versus Lopez-Montez, identical to this case, that case has never been overruled. I concede that case was decided prior to the 2008.
Doesn't that matter?
It certainly may very well matter, and that's the issue I think the Court's got to decide. The Ninth Circuit looked at it one previous time and rejected
it. Using a different language, though.
Yeah. They didn't need to decide that issue because they decided the case, and that's in the case of Espinoza Morales. They decided that they weren't going to retroactively apply the 2008 guidelines in that case, and therefore they didn't need to decide the issue whether the 2008 guidelines overruled.
But the parenthetical language added in 2008 seems to be designed to cover just the sort of thing that you were.
Yeah.
Did, and then he was for the crime of conviction.
Yeah.
The federal crime. It occurred after 2008. Covers it. Right?
I can't argue with the Court. It's merely whether this circuit is going to say that that language overrides their previous holding. And
well, didn't Espinosa Morales say just that Lopez Montañez was likely abrogated by the 2008
amendment? It certainly hinted at it, but
it's pretty more than a hint, isn't it?
It implied, but that's unfortunately the only horse I have to ride here today.
Keep riding, counsel. Keep riding.
But I concede. I think we conceded in the fact under the 2008 guidelines, he meets the definition.
Well, realistically, I mean, I appreciate the fact that. Sometimes counsel have a difficult job and the horse that they're given out of the stable, but we appreciate your writing it. But under the circumstances, since under the modified categorical analysis, your client expressly admitted to what is very clearly a forcible sex offense under the guidelines, and since the offense occurred after the 2008 amendment, what more is there to talk about?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, we appreciate that. Let's hear from the government.
Uh, Good morning, Your Honor. Erica Sager on behalf of the Assistant U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Arizona. As this Court has already hinted, the District Court in this case correctly held that the 16-level enhancement was appropriate because the defendant's prior conviction does meet the definition of forcible sex offense under the 2010 Guidelines 2L1.2. The statute that the defendant was convicted under expressly requires sexual intercourse without the consent of the victim. The definition of forcible sex offense includes where consent to the conduct is not given. Therefore, from the government's perspective, the defendant under a modified categorical approach was properly – his sentence was properly enhanced to 16 levels. If the Court doesn't have any other questions.
I think you're in good shape if you don't fall off your horse.
Rode your horse a long way.
Yeah, that's right.
You having a minute's argument.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Less than my comment.
I have no question.
Okay. No. Thank you very much. Do you have any other comments, Counselor?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, very good. Well, the case just argued is submitted.